Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A preliminary hearing has been scheduled on Tuesday for the man who pointed a weapon while he was driving during a road rage incident. Kristen H. Best was charged with four counts of aggravated assault and battery for cutting off a car and pointing a rifle at the vehicle and its passengers, including a four-year-old child. The Gillette Police Department took on the Gillette County Sheriff's Office in the third annual Back the Blue event hosted by 307 Patriots at Bicentennial Park over the weekend. The News Record reports the sheriffs won this year 15-13. There'll be a couple of events in Gillette on 9/11 to honor those lost and first responders. The First Baptist Church will host its first ever 9/11 kilometer run, walk, and ride. Climb 94 will take place once again Sunday at Thunder Basin High School. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Elevated fire weather conditions are likely today as a strong cold front moves through this morning, bringing much cooler air on Friday and Saturday, while relative humidity values remain low, leading to more widespread critical fire weather conditions. Isolated thunderstorms are possible late this afternoon and tonight. Severe storms are not expected. The Wyoming Air Quality Division has issued an air quality alert for wildfire smoke in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. A check of temperatures for the month of August in Gillette have proven to be some of the hottest recorded in the city for quite some time. According to the News Record, temperatures in August reached a high of 97 degrees on August 10th and 11th. This was the first time since 2015 that August saw temperatures that high, according to the National Weather Service. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.